Tate re, dapatan moga shomu to. Shalo ka sinish ma to.
So today we won't have any preliminary chanting.
Tayata gade gade para gade para sangha de bodhe so. Tayata gade gade para gade para sangha de bodhe so. Tayata gade gade para gade para sangha de bodhe so. Masam jemi shira paru jem ma jem na na gem. So so la de shi chu wa de sung je ve yun ma sa da lo. Nyandeshi
또그 Dharmasana Zimba. Zimba. That has covered the rumor. That's Zimba. Kang Zimba is done. See that to me, that to mele, Java, to mele, Tawasheva. That deep again, Avalia, Chesag, Kodi, Chesha, anybody. Juju Dumbi, anybody. Di Yahutoba, Tatanta, to Mele, Kaptanti, to Megi, to Simju Maturity, to Jaya Matawa, the top of Jaya. Do you don't have any evil? You could Yahutoba.
Now, when we speak of spirituality, the Sanskrit term that is being translated as spirituality or religion. Is dharma, and the Tibetan equivalent is chö. And etymologically, the Sanskrit term dharma has a connotation of sustaining something or upholding something. Therefore, the term has a connotation of being protecting from something. And so what the idea, the essence of the notion of spirituality is to protect the individual from suffering. Giving freedom from suffering. So built into the very etymology of the term dharma is that notion of, you know, providing freedom or protection from suffering. And the Tibetan term chö has the connotation of changing or transformation. And this I think is very beautiful because what is being implied in the very notion of spirituality is the idea that the individual is being transformed from, you know, at the level of one's mind, thoughts and emotions, from the factors and the conditions that give rise to suffering, from an undisciplined, untamed state of mind to a tamed, disciplined state of mind. So this notion of transformation is built in the very etymology of the Tibetan term chö, which I think is helpful to reflect upon.
だから、え、自然に切れればいいな。え、配信とで浪が喋るんで、浪が喋るのあれや。え、ファイルとか3倍テック。え、ディシントに、はい、なんか強くもてて、年度で手が、3歳で手が、長寿で手が、その、え、宣言が何度だんだんだ。 其实那句话了，那太过了呀，三百要嘛的，三百就偏是用的。这上啊，他们太过，现在的，就多一点，才进，三百，没几的人了呀，这个什么土啊，什么小啊。 So, the digit that we are, the meter was six. That, some better was his name, the way and then, Nimis, then. Any, Jigda, the rest of the Rakwa, Jigda, Jigsawat, Jigsawat Dungeda Ajanjandi, Sawat Dewati, Gyue Renshin, Kube Dudraji, Yimba Yindu Sane, Sawat Dudu, Lata Yisunbe Soru Sheche. Any Jigsawat Dangyo, Tandunya. Dinde Jig, Dangya Lapana, Deval Yimiste, any Ransas Nemindu, Delia, Shiwar Dani, Shiraga Nabachanga Lamkomia, Chitang. However, Sunday Shiva in Jagi, Taw Tangyum, any that Tondunia, Dendigi, Tishig, Sunday Tang, any Shiraga Nabajagi, Jidimbe, Hongdong, Omne, any Rishi, any Taw Tumeda, Tajimedi, Taw Dewan Legang, Tapa, Rishi Tariaji, Dendigi, that Tepotelega, Sangatewa. 다, 상제의 최세한디, 아니, 두지기, 따뚱에 세아지기, 랭윤이 샹왕쟁지, 인신제라, 친뇌지 거라 인해인다, 친뇌지 지게 인해인다, 난쥐지 지게, 이게 따지도 높음을 쓰고 말아, 이젠 인해인다, 간다 랭윤이 샹왕쟁이 뭐 이나? 뜻뚱에 외란 신뢰했지. 다들 인도산에 레뉴지 샹왕쟁기 뚱에와 근데 그 두식 뚱에 헬레 타와라 한기 샹왕도 연어 아니 뚱에와 제약이 아니 레뉴니가 사과를 있는 묘모 써야 되려야 니미스 때 묘모 때야 지기 대배 연대를 지금 착배 착고 써야 되고 지금 다가는 신기 지금 대단 대 시장 세하로 드는 뭐 대단 뭐인 거. 아, 다윗난의 신주시 다신사는 진짜 당 생소하는 신기. 다시 즉 다다 열어봐다. 다는 때는 신 열어봐. 근데 이들은 다신 제외냐면 신 열어봐. 안데디 가르스 걸슬라베 이나. 안데디 가르스 걸슬라베 이나. 다도 진배 등진기. 아니. 랑신쟁기, 나오, 냠베, 랑소, 숙청부 차베이나, 텔러떼베, 샹소, 야월토야, 야월토와서도 마세베, 랑드두비아가 된다라, 캐도 써야기, 샹식샤제. 랑드두비아기, 랑디 캐뱅이 된다라야, 샹, 쓰지, 침이 냠버치대야지기, 다섯 샹, 샹, 초지, 숙청부시도와. 띵서봐. 다이언난, 샹두시. 다섯 샹, 찰렌, 진도, 땅, 샹. 근데, 다섯 진도, 댄징기, 랑신 샹, 나, 나소, 샹, 숙청부시 하이온데, 텔렛대와, 텔렛, 가서, 댄베, 착과, 사지도대, 이동화. 아니, 남도, 쥐니, 이동화, 찻대야기, 착과래. 대다, 지, 델레야, 지, 겨울 용해. 델레야, 지, 그게, 그게 다 가소래. 믿음을 용해. 이해들라? 아니, 샹, 샹, 땅의 유, 타지도 믿고, 대. 델레 용해도 와. 대다, 산의 용대를, 니바탄지 좋은 줄. 대대지, 아니, 차당고 왕기, 아니, 레몬고 싸니. 근데 이게, 아니, 제가 가서래는 동에 남자만 굳이 형태가 아래에서 다들 소원이 말이야. 사실은 이제 산에 산재배 아니 차단기 뇨몬 락바리아 뇨몬 뇨몬수 니미수 때에 대례 도면 쌈마인 거야. 차단기 싸워 다둔 짐바세야. 근데 이제 아니 제도 다둔 짐배 로테 로 치질 놓아 지르도가, 너 양다고 지르도가, 딱 제체. 너 강다 강이네, 치질 놓아 인데 맨세야 되게, 너 되게, 진단기, 유디, 턴을 해야, 내 유다 맨, 다 뒤삼당구요. 다 뒤에 이만 이제 자네, 다음 진배, 너 되게, 진단기 유, 딱도 죽었지. 다, 자, 다 딘데디, 랑, 지가, 랑제투가. 딘데디 지기, 다 딘데지, 여다 매 짜바챈 디 짜바챈이잖아 디 여마레스 짜바챈은 이주 매더버지기 짜바챈은 이주 매더버지기 짜마 매버도 니 고야지 아니 짜는 만약에 그돌라 제시를 못 되게 내가 이말해 짜나야 이주 매버지 뭐이나 그와 엔코 짜는 만약에 삼게 내가 저거 말봐 이제 대근식 Yana, Suzu, Te, Chayundu, Never, Nye, Oya, Chig, Ibayina, La Penasaji, Penacambodian Alol, Penalangi, Yana, Tana, Never, Nigurda. Nigurde, Pitani, Maniba Kadula, Lansi, Yoba Kigur. That in Alol, Butamu Sosa, Tamusi, Yerati, 때는 많이 봤던 게 다제 도움도 와. 그 참으로 세세. 그 남산 쪽 이태야 명예시고 용수로야. 저도 들을 소리지. 근데 인도산에 리버컨식 너서만은 때는 너서만은 시대야지. 얘는 니버로 내버치라. 아니 그 타샹도 더 매듭지. 아니 자유도 많이 뵙고도 그렇게 내용이야. 근데 이번 인도산에 좀 된데 휴로 나올라 다 내봤어야지. 가서 계지 좋아. 어다 다음에 봤어야지 감염도 영화해. 그래서 다음에 봤어야 뒤 가서 우리 그게 남는 셈. 별로 때네. 그다 다음에 왜 별로야 남는 셈에 누구라 다음 준비지 더하네. 다음 준비 매송에 네거기 생기 연달라 차와스 탈바슨 셰샤. 다 뒤인거래. 저 드리면 이제 자네. 상제의 최기 누지기 뚱멜레 다 타르웨 땅도 타르웨 아니 타르바스야지 다 타르웨 캐브라트 즉 타르바 무디구시문 알올레 타르바드에게 여래 타르바 들었삼 그것도 투몽으로 저기 여래 다 타르웨 캐브라 그다다 그다 땅도 좀바디 아니 뉴몽게 자왈 샤니 뉴몽게 자왈 문지샤니 대빵베 타바 대봉시디에 다 내가 떡베 람라 때네 놔야지 어디 뒤에는 상제베 다 최근에 집어들
So when we speak of spirituality or dharma in general we can apply this term dharma to all forms of spiritual traditions and teachings because all of these spiritual teachings contain the essence of Dharma, which is this spiritual transformation and protecting the individual from suffering. Therefore, in Lanka Avatara Sutra, Descent into Lanka Sutra, the Buddha speaks of different types of yanas or vehicles. He talks about the vehicle for the humans and the gods. He talks about the Brahma vehicle, the pristine vehicle, and he talks about the vehicle of the disciples, the self-enlightened beings, and the vehicles of the bodhisattvas. So he speaks about diversity of vehicles, and at one point in Lanka Avatara Sutra, Buddha in fact explicitly states that so long as the diversity of mental dispositions of human beings exist, so long as such, you know, a huge diversity of mentalities and thoughts and emotions of the human beings exist, they will exist such similarly diverse spiritual vehicles, yanas. And so when we look at the distinctions of these different types of vehicles, Lanka Avatara Sutra speaks of, such as the human and the deva or the god's vehicles, here the vehicle or the spirituality or dharma is understood primarily within the framework of moral life, morality of an individual seeking happiness within a single lifetime. So all the spiritual practices and moral and ethical practices that are aimed at and that is relevant to the fulfillment of this spiritual aspiration to live a sound, ethical and happy life within a single lifetime, these set of practices are referred to in the Lankavatara Sutra as the vehicles of the humans and the gods. Then you have vehicles of the Brahma vehicle, the pristine vehicle. And here, the notion of spirituality and dharma is slightly more advanced. And here, not only is the individual, the spiritual practitioner, seeking freedom from immediate suffering, but also is seeking a freedom from sensations of pleasure as well. So in a sense, the individual is seeking a state of being that is beyond the dichotomies of painful and pleasurable experiences and seeking a much more equanimous state of being. And so the practices such as single-pointedness of mind and meditative practices such as the various levels of form and formless meditations become part of the spiritual practices aimed at gaining that kind of state of existence. And this is referred to as the Brahma vehicle or the pristine vehicle, where the primary objective is to attain a state of being that transcends the dichotomies of painful and pleasurable sensations of feeling. And then you have the disciples' vehicle, the vehicle of the Pratyaka Buddha, the self-enlightened ones, and the Bodhisattvas. All of these belong to what could be called the Dharma of the Buddha Dharma. So then the question is, what characterizes a Dharma as the Buddha Dharma, you know, the teaching of the Buddha, the vehicle of the Buddha? Now here, the key defining characteristic of the Buddha Dharma is a very profound understanding of the nature of suffering. The nature of suffering, not only in terms of evident, obvious experiences of painful sensations, but also not simply changeable sufferings which conventionally we identify as pleasurable and happiness, but which tends to, you know, culminate in a form of dissatisfaction. But even beyond that, in Buddhism, there is an understanding that the very fact of our existence, which is conditioned by karma, and which is kind of, you know, subject to the power of ignorance, this very unenlightened existence, conditioned by karma and afflictions, is a form of suffering. And so recognition of suffering at that level, known as the suffering of conditioning, is crucial for understanding the notion of spirituality and dharma in the Buddhist context. And the dharma and the spirituality in the Buddhist context is a method or way which would enable the individual to transcend that level of suffering. So in order to engage in such dharmas and practice, the crucial factor is to have a deeper understanding and recognition of our nature of suffering, our existence as being subject to suffering. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a deeper understanding of how karma and afflictions underlies our very existence. And therefore, most importantly, one needs to have a deeper understanding of the destructive nature of afflictions and find a way of dealing with afflictions. So, and at the root of all of these afflictions, according to the Buddha, is a deeply ingrained grasping at a sense of self, a self possessing some kind of true, intrinsic, discrete reality, independent reality. So, for example, Dharmakirti states in Pramanavatika, exposition of valid cognition, where he says that when there is the notion of self, then the notion of other comes, you know, arises. And when discrimination is made between self and others, then discriminating emotions such as attachment and aversion arises. And from this, then the whole hosts of problems and sufferings arises. Now what Dharmakirti is saying here is not to reject the conventional distinction of self and others. Yes, the conventional distinction of self and others exist. What he is rejecting here is the validity of this very deeply ingrained, strongly grasped at notion of some kind of independent self. And when you have that kind of strong grasping at self, then, you know, automatically, you know, you would label those that are kind of, you know, opposite to you, to your own being as the other, as a contrast, kind of a point of difference from yourself. And when that kind of sharp dichotomy is created between an independent self and independent other, then of course the natural instinctual emotional reaction would be a strong attachment and clinging to those that belong to you and your side, and a sense of aversion and a feeling of kind of a threat towards that are that belong to what you regard as independent other. And then on that basis, all of the kind of negative afflictions arises. So this is what is being rejected here. Therefore, in the Buddha Dharma, it is not adequate simply to recognize the destructive nature of our gross levels of emotion, such as extreme attachment and anger, but also it is crucial to recognize the destructive nature of the underlying root, which is the grasping at self-existence. And so this is the basic ignorance. And so the question is, how do we counter this? And here, because ignorance is a state of mind, the only way in which you can counter that is to cultivate a directly opposing perspective. The way in which, you know, the antidotes are applied in the mental domain is to cultivate the opposing perspectives. So since ignorance grasps at independent self, inherently existing self, the antidote to that would be to cultivate a perspective that would directly see through the delusion of that ignorance and cultivate insight into the absence of self. You know, there is no self. And so, because if there is such an independent self as we assume, then when we critically analyze and examine into the nature of our own existence, you know, such independently existing discrete self should be findable. But no matter how deeply you inquire into the nature of our existence, no such independently real discrete self can be found. And it is on this basis in Buddhism we conclude that there is no such self that is independently real and discrete. And here it is, of course, generally, just because one cannot find does not mean that something does not exist. But where there is a kind of a convergence between, sometimes there is a coincidence between not finding and its absence. When, for example, like in this hall, you know, if there were to be an elephant, we should be able to find it. And then when we don't see an elephant in this room, in this hall, we can safely conclude that there is no elephant in this room. Because the fact, which is the elephant, is such that if it is here, you know, we should be able to see it. On the other hand, just because we don't see, you know, small microbes in this hall with our naked eyes, we cannot then conclude that these things don't exist in this hall. Because the nature of these subtle sentient beings are such that even if they exist, you know, they will not be visible to our naked eye. Similarly, in the case of truly independent, real, inherent self, you know, if it is real and if it is existence, the more we critically search for it, we should be able to find it. But no matter how deeply we inquire, we do not find it. Therefore, we conclude that no such self exists. And this insight into the absence of such selfhood would act as an antidote that would directly counter the perspectives of the ignorance, and this is how it will lead to a liberation. And this liberation, moksha or nirvana, is the unique understanding of the Buddhist notion of salvation, Buddhist notion of liberation. Generally, the notion of moksha or liberation is something that is found commonly in most of the ancient Buddhist, ancient Indian spiritual traditions. But what is unique about the Buddhist kind of, you know, definition of a moksha or liberation is the liberation that is characterized by the cessation of the afflictions and particularly their root, which is the ignorance grasping at self-existence. And this is the unique way of understanding of the Buddhist notion of liberation, and all the methods and the path that lead to that attainment is the Buddha Dharma, the Dharma in the Buddhist sense. Next, then the question could be raised: if you know, then you know, if the Buddha has taught all these diverse spiritual vehicles, and since there is within the notion of this diversity of spiritual notions, spiritual vehicles, at least in the Buddhist sense, there seems to be a certain hierarchy. For example, compared to the human and the God's vehicles, the pristine vehicle seems to be more advanced. Compared to that, the disciples' vehicles are more advanced. Compared to that, the self-enlightened ones, finally the Bodhisattva vehicle is, you know, understood to be the most advanced. If that is the case, why didn't Buddha teach right from the beginning only one vehicle that is the best, the highest and most advanced vehicle, and, you know, forget about all the others and diverse vehicles? That is a valid question one could raise. But here, one has to take into account the skillful means approach of the Buddha. In fact, in Aryadeva's 400 stanzas, he states that there are instances and occasions where instead of teaching of no self, a teaching of self-existence is in fact more beneficial and more appropriate in certain contexts and occasions. So, and in fact, there is also a sutra where Buddha states that grasping at I am, this egoistic grasping at I am is in fact like the bone that give rise to the embodiment of the fully enlightened being. So what the Buddha is pointing out is that in some cases, for some spiritual practitioners, in fact, this strong grasping at a discrete ego can serve as the basis for cultivating a strong compassion, cultivating strong aspiration to seek liberation, because there is a sense of selfhood, that is a robust sense of selfhood that can serve as the basis to then, you know, look at other sentient beings and truly, you know, connect with their suffering and empathize with their suffering on the basis of, you know, viewing these other sentient beings as possessing inherently real separatedness. So, you know, Buddha acknowledges this possibility. And in fact, there is one sutra where Buddha explains that in some context and for some individuals, you know, when you are cultivating and enhancing your meditation on impermanence and so on, and particularly meditation on compassion, and viewing other sentient beings who are the objects of your compassion, who are who are caught in the network of sufferings, it is unhelpful for such practitioners to view them as illusion-like, because that would undermine the kind of the reality and the gravity of the suffering that they are experiencing. So, however, in some context, for more advanced practitioners, Buddha has emphasized the need to ground one's compassion in the recognition of the illusion-like nature of other sentient beings. So the point here is, it is important to recognize that the Buddha has taught diverse spiritual approaches, and all of this is aimed at, you know, what is most the suitable and beneficial approach in a given context with respect to a given individual, you know, taking into account the mentality and the spiritual inclinations and the level of, you know, mental faculty of that practitioner. And and also within the Buddhist fold, Buddhist schools, you know, although the philosophical standpoint of the middle way school, Madhyamaka, is recognized to be the most advanced and final standpoint of the Buddha, and there are teachings taught that are in consonant with other Buddhist schools, the lower Buddhist schools, and all of these philosophical teachings were taught by one and the same teacher. So the Buddha, although, you know, from the Madhyamaka point of view, from the middle way school point of view, although the Buddha's own personal final standpoint is that of the philosophy of emptiness, however, for the benefit of many of his other followers, he has taught teachings that are actually contrary to the Madhyamaka, the middle way philosophy standpoint. So therefore, a distinction is made between the standpoint of the specific teaching and the standpoint of the teacher, the speaker of that teaching. So there could be a certain teachings which may represent the subject matter of that particular set of teachings, but it need not necessarily reflect the final standpoint of the teacher who is giving those teachings. So such distinctions are made. So the point I'm making is that when it comes to the question of what is the best spiritual approach, this is a question that cannot be answered independently on its own. This question of what is the best spiritual approach has to be understood only in relation to an individual context. You know, what is the best spiritual approach to a given individual? You know, taking into account his or her inclination, mentality, faculties, and so on. So therefore, the question would have to be answered, the best spiritual approach for an individual is that spiritual approach which is most suitable and which is most effective. And that's the only way in which we can, you know, evaluate the quality of the teaching.
So
now we can take this experience of the, you know, Buddhist perspective on the multiplicity of spiritual approaches, then extend that to other traditions as well. For example, within the spiritual traditions of the world, there are the theistic teachings and non-theistic teachings. And the Buddhist teaching is that where the understanding of the origination of everything is really presented in terms of the simple law of cause and effect, of dependent origination. And the perspective, the philosophical perspective on the origination of everything is that of what is called disconditionedness or mere conditionality. And so within this notion of causes and conditions alone, the origination of everything is understood. However, for some individuals, I mean, this approach may be most effective and beneficial, but for some other individuals, the approach of spiritual teachings that are grounded upon the principle of faith being that towards the Creator may be more effective. So just as within the Buddha's own teaching, there were contrary teachings presented, both on the basis of no self and on the basis of self-existence, which are in relation to the need of the practitioner. Similarly, between both theistic and non-theistic teachings, for some, the theistic approach will be more beneficial and effective. For some, the non-theistic approach will be more beneficial and effective. Therefore, you know, for the benefit of the sentient beings, we need both theistic teachings and non-theistic teachings, and they will benefit for both approaches.
자자가다 직사는데 취규 삼월로 매일 판다 이때부터 찍고 자임도 와 감독나봐 나서배 나 가서 우리 그게 미 겨울라 아니 탑람 짠다 매달 매달 이때부터 그거도 와.
So you know, from this, if you view at different religious teachings from this perspective, then you will recognize that they are all equal in so far as their effectiveness in benefiting sentient beings are concerned. They are all equal. And also, because of their diversity, because of their diverse approaches, you know, these teachings can serve much more varieties of human, you know, human beings.
다전에 디시아도 에네 나는 삼월로 다 디기를 되면 단다리, 동해면 되면 단다리. 다 동해 세야 다 디기 들어야지, 무슨 다간 디기 있으니. 엔 최고 하면 또 슬라베이나? 다 최세야 디기. 나 동해 세야 다 저어 두야. 그릇을 판다야 슬라나? 이제 담바리. 더 떠오세, 동해 연배 거둘러, 최세니, 더 자야 요마래. 좋아. 내 나, 어디다 드는지 되시다. 간다베, 지금 가난집에, 미치, 지금 튕긴다, 시험받다. 지금 진대기 때문에, 강에 차야 돼야, 빼는 도무지 지강이야. 유수, 쉬우시 잡아, 여대봐. 나가는 시기, 지금 내 나도 담배를 여대봐. 빼는 강에 지, 쉬우시고, 타는 시 도무도 와. 땡외부터 하네, 두고도 와, 강에 세야. 자, 외부고도 와. 다양, 무부치고기, 강에 디디, 세 두구를 뱉으려나? 뒤에 말이야, 민전대, 축구, 또그 강에 뛰는 매등이 있는데, 야, 쌤 투 대버든데, 야, 연대기도 와. 자, 딱 그 강에 디, 또그 폼배, 아니, 강에 멤버, 강에 전달시도 와. 강에 디, 무부터 하는 세 두구도 와. 진대식이다, 강에만다, 니 영야지, 가래했으려나? 말하면서, 야, 류다, 쌤쌤이, 다? 쌤그 온 저당도, 쌤 강에 중국 주셔야지, 녀석 섭시하래지, 디샤과 캠도, 디가, 녀대나, 로모가 채채, 지단샵이 있네, 말하면서, 두시도 와, 저와도 와. 두시도 저와 영야지, 유, 직비, 직비, 예배 인사, 그, 두시인 귀하래. 달라 때네, 아니 소원담을 연대기 하래. 자, 드림 이들자네, 류드셈니도 와. 자, 다 류기, 또 류소를 땐데봐. 그래서 공연시에서 주체해야지, 류왕이 첩대봐. 수구도 와. 류로 류왕 지신도 쓰네. 시에서 이들자네, 저기, 숙 이동 명을 땐네, 지금 이층부 용야, 이층 무슨 용대야. 자년 만년을 땐네, 이층 부 용대야. 이쯤 무슨 용대야? 지금 다가나 신기, 지심 무심, 로심 무심, 렉자, 가서 우리 그게 이동어도 명어, 된대기 겜배, 지금 다 뒤주 용대야, 망세 패시 류소도 저 된대기 하리다. 다, 저들이 유산에 그, 공에 씨에바다 대댕에기, 뒤주 직체. 또 패시 류소도 저 와요, 지금 뒤주 좀 직체. 다 디두 좀뭐 찍디 또 이루를 댄데베 디두 좀뭐 찍도가 자다 르소나 또 댄댕에 이 디두디 무비 튕긴 판에 너박강 투어 최고가 말해 다 이루를 댄데베 디두 때나 르소기 치지 그게 수로로 속았던데 그 겜베 동해지 총어머인 봐. 아, 디두도 총어머인 봐. 그래, 일루 코란 게 남도하기 때문에, 디두 연대하지 마. 이들산에, 디 동해 용으로 떠야다, 대화 마음으로 떠야지, 일루 코란 게 때문에 두국에 마도, 원비시에 간에, 디두디, 그러나, 쌤대 시부시 여배이나, 쌤머지부 시부시 여배이나, 류기 튕긴 상부 그제 여배이네, 류기 디기 디기, 류솔 대화 되기, 쌤기, 동해 숙성부 여쭤봐야지, 쌤 도구면 도와, 쓰지는 도구면 도와. 자, 드레인 바 이르잖아, 군이 가가래 도와. 딱 군이 가가, 니 여란 안에, 개시중 쓰여봐야 있나? 류속이, 동해, 디두디, 서와 깸부실을 지어야다. 서와 깸부실을 지어야되, 얘네, 이류 디두디다, 두려워나? 배지 이류를 땜배 디두디, 숙차야되셔. 류소 밑에 와여 대봤디 일루 대왔디 쓰기는 돼야 일루 첨부 용기 여나 이 첨부 되기 류기 동네 책자 돼야 용도가 대래 떠오디 이기 동네디 류소 대회 파 쓰기는 통도 와 근데 이번 이들 산에 일루 땡네 아니 즉 디둥 담만데 용대야지 이루 코란 거 간에 딱 두고야 샤용 인도산에 딱 최샤 지나네 요래. 저는 가서 지금 거 보고 딱 가서 그래. 출로 참을러기 딱 어떤 학벌 변지 딱 출로 사과 소화에 가서 온다. 딱 출로 참을러기 라랑 그 담발이 접수 시야지 다. 랑래 누가 체여도 같이 유공마지 문제 제네. 달래야 롯데지. 달래야 아니, 예, 써왔던, 자지, 주로 사오나, 여러봐. 이거 가르친 거였었나? 나랑서, 미, 누베, 라와렌, 댄이, 동해지 차인 듯하네. 다, 다 일류간에, 가서 우리 그게, 이 모집을 연배 커도 올라? 다, 롯데 쥐세, 유고마텔이야. 롯데 쥐윤지, 아니, 롯샤스도와. 차도 류기 동해지도, 내가 차 못하나요? 삼륜 나라, 러시아서 지다. 지금 삼륜 나라, 이틈부영야로. 지기도 와. 세상 어디 최세야 되기, 내가 지나는데, 이루 떡배, 땡기, 지도 대답단 저희들을 지내셔.
We are all aware that human beings and sentient beings are equal in sharing this fundamental disposition, which is to seek happiness and wish to avoid suffering. And this is a very fundamental natural disposition we all share. And so that the question could be, someone could raise the question that if that is the case, then so far as the fulfillment of this basic aspiration to seek happiness and overcome suffering is concerned, why do we need spirituality? You know, why cannot we, you know, for example, through money, solve all our problem and, you know, fulfill all our aspirations? And I think this is a serious question. For example, if someone is suffering from poverty and from hunger, you know, here religion or spirituality is not going to make any difference. It's not going to, you know, help fill your stomach. Similarly, if you have an illness that is based on certain physical conditions of your body, again, spirituality or faith is not going to actually help cure that, you know, other than giving you some comfort. Similarly, we also see various problems in human society, such as this huge gap between rich and poor, the profusion of illnesses, the diseases that exist in the world. So there are many of these problems, you know, we cannot solve these through religion or spirituality. For these, you need material facilities, you need money. However, the question is money alone adequate for us human beings to fulfill our aspirations and to overcome our suffering and problems? And here, clearly the answer will have to be no, because human beings, in addition to having the physical body that makes our existence, we also have what is called a mental world. You know, whether or not the world of consciousness exists, you know, what exactly is the final nature of this world of consciousness? It is, of course, a very problematic philosophical question. So leaving aside whether or not this mental world enjoys a status independent of our body, the fact remains, at the experiential level, we all possess this what is called consciousness and mind. So therefore, when we speak of our experiences of happiness and suffering, our experiences of pain and pleasure, we have to understand both at the level of our physical body and at the level of our mental, at the mental level, at the level of thoughts and emotions. So many of our experiences tend to be at the physical level, you know, dominated primarily by our sensory experiences. For example, as a result of hearing some as a result of seeing some forms in front of us, whether they're attractive or appealing or unappealing, we tend to have different sensations related to that. as a result of hearing sounds, pleasant or unpleasant, we have different reactions to them. As a result of similarly smell, tactile sensations, and so on, taste, we have sensory experiences that respond to these stimulus, external stimulus. However, all of these different sensory experiences are permeated by overall our body sensation. So there is, for example, in the 400 stanzas of the Middle Way, Aryadeva talks about how body faculty permeates all the other sense faculties. So the point is that all of these sensory experiences occur primarily at the level of our physical body. So many of these experiences are at the sensory level. They are very contingent on our physical bodily existence. However, as human beings, we have various forms of discriminations. Also, we have various forms of sensations. And these experiences of discriminations and sensations really arise on the basis of, us having the subjective experience of consciousness. It is the subjective experience of consciousness that allows us to have these kind of perceptions and sensations in response to the stimulus that we experience in the world. So, now, no matter how powerful and dominant these sensory experiences are, if you compare them to the experiences of happiness and suffering at the level of thoughts and emotions, at the mental level, then the mental level experiences are more acute, because for example, if physical level of experience is all there is to it, then those individuals who have excellent material facilities as a result of their wealth, then they should not have any problem. We do see individuals who are materially, completely well provided for, but at the level of, emotions and thoughts, these individuals can be sometimes very unhappy, anxious, and restless. And so this shows that there is a level of experience which is beyond our physical sensations of pain and pleasure, where what matters is the level of experience of happiness and unhappiness at this mental level of thoughts and emotions. And so now, since this experience of happiness and unhappiness at the level of thoughts and emotions occur not so much due to some external stimuli, but rather as the internal processes of our mind, therefore their solutions has to come not from external conditions, but from internal thought processes themselves, thoughts and emotions. And it is in this domain there is a role for spirituality, there is a role for dharma, there is a role for religion. And also we know that, for example, if an individual, even if the individual is on the physical level suffering acute pain as a result of illness or as a result of some unfortunate circumstances, but if the individual has maintained quite a high level of mental calmness and peace of mind, then this mental level peace and calmness can in fact override the physical discomfort. So we can see that the mental level experience at the thoughts and emotions can be more powerful to the point that they can actually override physical discomfort and pain and so on. So it is in this domain of mental level of thoughts and emotions that spirituality or religion has an important role to play. And one of the things that is common to all the spiritual teachings and traditions is on the part of the individual to have a deep sense of devotion and faith in the teacher of that particular tradition. And also there is a sense of a purpose that transcends the immediate physical existence of the individual. And because of this dimension, where there is a sense of purpose that transcends the immediate boundary of individual's existence when we go through difficult times, situations where, you know, the conditions and the reasons for one's tragic circumstances may be beyond one's individual rational comprehension. Under such circumstances, the religious practitioners, the spiritual practitioners, then have an ability to entrust their well-being to a higher being or to a higher kind of this meaning, and that in this way, you know, are able to enjoy a greater sense of comfort and greater sense of solace and confidence. And that is one of the marks of a spiritual teaching. So the point I'm making is that, you know, money alone is not going to solve all our problems and fulfill all our aspirations. And you know, there is a need for some form of spiritual approach in one's life. And then the role of the spiritual approach is primarily at this second level, at the level of our thoughts and emotions.
심정신이 왜싸워래 루머대야지. 다만 심모조신의 유문도 그래서 내가 속으로서는 심 루머대인 것 대치고 심 유문지한다. 레알 개지 지금도 가 그래서는 심 루머대 가서 렌신이 왜싸워 이별에 유문 상황도 누구도 와. 딱 대에 만담만 있는데 딱 가르쳐버렸으려나? 뇽몽기 겐델로지 때니 겐델로지 시에바시야시 겐델로지 쌤기 나라에 홍건도 줄여나? 코 겐델인사 진단계와인데 대 겐델 도서기 모초월신에 그러지 내용인거지 다 달라야 천남도 시에남시에니 대박 공부하든 인식 공부하든 이나 시에는 공부하든
그럼
로, 룸을 땡겨, 로커라, 대회 모르게, 닝지 모르게. 그래서, 땀, 매다고 검수야, 땀에 보고 검수, 늦잖아, 로, 매다고 랭신 예인버리. 땀에 랭신 예인버리. 땀, 가르쳤으려나? 로커라, 땀에 랭신, 땀, 매다고 랭신, 레디, 그렇게 핑미도 와. 그 등신을 잡 핑미도 와. 누구미도 와. 땀, 가르쳤으려나? 샘디, 매다고 랭신, 땀에 랭신, 레디, 대미쇼가, 샘 코란 게 다음에 뱉은다, 미닥 뱉은지, 진단을 유지해. 샘 뒤, 다음에 뱉은 미닥 뱉은 네버세. 네 뱉은다, 양양도 뒤버세. 뒤니 콤버세니, 그게 뇨아, 네제로 표현이 뭐 있나? 뒤 똥다. 아니, 가서 볼 수, 등진다. 아니, 다도 좀 입으셔라. 내용이 말이야. 로단 이래서 와. 자, 어쨌든 상제를 채우고 로단 뒤, 샘 뒤도 채야. 샘 뒤덮 치덮 뒤 어디 안에 쉬면은 신기 샘 나눠서 겨와 쌩 어다다 민두에 로티 겐다 가리면 쌩이 겐다 뒤야지 아니 민두에 로티 용서야 다 도스래
so
나와 then you said that 다 딩일라 로니부디 그러나 등생 로다 미다곤스 로니부디 진단 겨와 레 내셔내지 차대여르디 이내 데이터를 캡으러 가졌으나 미다곤 심벌로잖아 김재열의 둘지열의 둘지다 김재열의 인데 그때 봤다고 망했다는 쪽에 내려서 칠수 칠도 돼야지 등생으로 잖아 현지 권배왕도 숙청부여인데 그걸 둘지여 말이 근데 인데 그 김재 싸움단이 등생으로 숙청을 줘야 나버리 권배왕도 숙청부여 안 맞아 심도
So, what is unique about the Buddhist approach to spirituality is to really recognize the origination of suffering and happiness as a result of their own corresponding causes and conditions. And the whole spiritual approach is built upon that fundamental recognition of, you know, the conditioned nature of everything. And we spoke about the Four Noble Truths as being at the heart of the Buddha's teachings. And when we spoke about the Four Noble Truths, two sets of cause and effect relations were presented, the suffering and its origin, which is cause and effect, and cessation and the path leading to that cessation, which is another set of cause and effect. So what we find here at the heart of the Buddha's teaching on Four Noble Truths is the fundamental recognition of the law of causality at the heart of the Buddha's understanding of the nature of suffering and its origins and so on. So the idea here is that suffering, which is something that we instinctively do not desire, comes from its own causes and conditions. And happiness, which we all naturally aspire for, also comes from its own causes and conditions. And we furthermore, one of the fundamental dispositions, as pointed out earlier, of all sentient beings is to naturally seek happiness and naturally and instinctually seek to avoid suffering. And therefore, what the Buddha teaches is that if this is the natural disposition, then the way, you know, our very existence is driven by a pursuit to over, you know, to fulfill this natural aspiration. So the question of, you know, what is the best means of fulfilling this aspiration to avoid suffering, overcome suffering, becomes very important. And here, the Buddha's teaching is to emphasize the need to understand the ways in which suffering arises. What are the causes and the conditions that give rise to suffering? And it is on the basis of understanding the causal relations and the conditions that give rise to suffering that one will be able to then seek to overcome suffering. And the overcoming of suffering can only be effected by bringing about an end to the causal chain, the chain of conditions that lead to suffering. And similarly, the happiness that we all seek for, because it is a result of causes and conditions, therefore, if we wish to truly seek happiness, then we must actively cultivate the conditions that would lead to happiness. So the cultivation of the conditions for happiness and making effort to bring about an end to the causal chain that lead to suffering, you know, becomes the heart of the Buddhist spiritual approach. And there, and therefore, according to the Buddhist spiritual approach, the fulfillment of spiritual aspiration cannot be achieved through simple prayers or by making some wishful thinking, but rather it has to be actively cultivated by actively bringing an end to the causes and conditions of suffering and cultivating the causes and conditions that lead to happiness. And so ultimately, when we speak of bringing an end to the causes and conditions that lead to suffering, we are talking about how to bring an end to the undisciplined state of mind, the factors that make our mind undisciplined and untamed. For example, Buddha states in one of the sutras that a disciplined mind is a source of happiness, or disciplined mind is happiness, and undisciplined mind is suffering. So here, the root cause of our suffering is recognized as the undisciplined nature of our mind. The question then becomes, you know, what makes our states of mind undisciplined? Because in itself, the nature of mind is neutral. And so therefore, you know, our mind does not become undisciplined and untamed, not just for no reason or out of nowhere. It is the circumstances and the conditions, factors that really make what is essentially a neutral phenomenon turn into a non-virtuous, negative, and undisciplined force. And therefore, in Buddhism, there is a recognition that the nature of essential nature of mind is neutral, and it is that of a mere luminosity. It's that of a clear light, and it is the external. It's the circumstances and the conditions that, you know, that turn what is essentially a clear light and neutral state of mind into an undisciplined, destructive forces. And therefore, it is the key practice of a Buddhist spiritual practitioner becomes finding a way to bringing an end to these conditions that make our mind undisciplined and untamed. And this can be done only by cultivating the opposing perspectives, as explained before. For example, you know, although in reality our existence is transient, but instinctively we tend to cling on to certain notion of permanence. And similarly, although there is no independent self within our existence, we tend to assume there is such independent self. So these distortions, such as clinging to permanence, clinging to self-existence, these are distortions which then make our mind undisciplined. And then the way in which we can bring about an end to these conditions is by cultivating their direct opposites, perspectives that would directly oppose them, by cultivating the insight into impermanence and cultivating insight into no self. Therefore, in Buddhist meditation practices, there are different forms of meditation. In some cases, the meditation would involve taking that object of meditation as a content of one's mind. For example, if we speak of meditating on impermanence or meditating on no self, here it is not adequate simply for our mental states to be impermanent, because they are impermanent. But that is not adequate. What needs to be done is to actually take the impermanence as the content of that mind and cultivate understanding of impermanence and insight into impermanence. Similarly, it is not adequate for our mental states to be devoid of self-existence. We need to take the self absence of self-existence or no self as the content of that mental state and cultivate knowledge of that and gain insight into it. On the other hand, there are different other types of meditation. For example, if we say cultivation of love, cultivation of compassion, or cultivation of faith in the Buddha or confidence in the Buddha. Here, we're not taking these objects of meditation such as compassion confidence as a content, but rather what we are trying to do is we are trying to cultivate our mind as being compassionate, our mind as being that devotional to the Buddha. So these are different types of meditation. Therefore, we need these different approaches. And the key factor is first to have a deeper understanding of the actual practices, then to cultivate familiarity and become habituated to these practices, and then through such prolonged process of habituation and familiarity, then gradually these experiences will have the effect, will have the power to then directly challenge our deeply ingrained distortions, such as clinging to permanence and clinging to self-existence and so on. So the final point that I'm trying to make is to emphasize that the essence of the Buddha's teaching, the spiritual approach, is to transform our mind, turn our mind from an undisciplined state to a disciplined, tamed state of mind. And that is at the heart of the Buddha's spirituality, Buddha Dharma.
잡진 사마이면서 레베.
아,
잡진 사마이면서 레베.
Oh, sorry. And then, so given that, say, the insight into impermanence, an insight into no self on the one hand, and clinging to permanence and clinging to self-existence, given that these are, opposing mental states, there are different perspectives of our mind, and the fact that they oppose each other is something that we can understand. Then the question is, what differentiates between the two? What are the contrasts? Now, in the case of clinging to permanence and clinging to grasping at self-existence, although they are very strong, because their strength comes from our long habituation to these forms of grasping and clinging. However, if you contrast them to the insight, such as insight into impermanence and insight into no self, then you will notice that clinging to permanence and clinging to self-existence have no sound basis. They have no sound basis in any valid experience or reason. And in contrast, insight into impermanence, insight into no self, even though initially they may be weak in terms of their strength, but they are grounded in a sound basis. Therefore, the more you cultivate them, more you, cultivate their familiarity, the greater their strength. Therefore, eventually, they will be able to overwhelm and override the opposing forces.
Sound dance is yomar dance.
Combat
시르브문에 달로리야 고 가서 우리 그게 신중리면다 뭔가 유해되면 나네 시르브 제대로 또 제재 근데 곧 가서 세매 모르게 돼야 해주신 소리 아주 딩이도 잘해 있나? 다양한 시험 사람 뭔가 시르 제외 있었다네 사모라도 누구이면 몇인다 그래서 소중히 누구에 닝지도 돼야 되고 마도 벌러서 자상가 닝지 코라 콤백왕 그 슈크철철 돼야 돼 요할 때 이내 때 약된 시럽을 더 드시는 로가한테 뺏겨 주고 있어요. 시럽을 야, 그쎄, 다 싸움 담배 있는, 예바 슈크철, 슈크철, 로딩해지. 곧 세마째 이르자네. 나 되게 치즈로 롤이야. 슈크 내두고 와라. 매바, 듬바스 르르자네. 그, 다, 다 소리. 님들 지금, 쏙쏙, 짐비소시도, 텐데소시도.
So this distinction between two forms of meditation practices, on the one hand, you have meditation on impermanence and no self, which takes the object of meditation as its content of the mind and focuses on them. On the other, you have different types of meditation, such as cultivation of compassion and cultivation of faith and so on. And here, the difference is that when you cultivate compassion, you are not taking compassion as a focus of your meditation, object of your meditation and looking upon it, but rather you are trying to cultivate your own state of mind as being compassionate. So there is a difference between the two. Therefore, in the first instance, the role of insight and wisdom becomes primary, because what you are doing is you are cultivating deep, you know, understanding of impermanence. You are cultivating deep insight into impermanence and no self, to the point where you become deeply convinced of its truth. And then that truth, through constant familiarity, becomes an instance of knowledge. And this knowledge initially may be inferential, but eventually through familiarization, one gains a deeper insight and has an effect to be able to, undermine its opposing forces. So here, the key role is being played by wisdom component or the faculty of insight. In Buddhist psychology, one makes distinctions between various mental factors which are defined in terms of their functions. And among these mental factors, one of the mental factors is wisdom. So in these kind of practices, this faculty of wisdom or insight has the key role in developing one's meditative practice. In contrast, you have practices such as compassion and loving kindness and so on. There, when you cultivate love, when you cultivate compassion, you are not developing an insight into a nature of something, but rather faith and compassion. When you are cultivating faith or compassion and loving kindness, you are not cultivating an insight into a nature of reality, but rather you are cultivating a state of mind primarily in the form of an aspiration or a yearning. So it's more of, it's a less cognitive state of mind. It's more, in themselves, they are not, the role of insight is not crucial. The primary role being played by is the mental faculty of aspiration and yearning. And so in themselves, they are kind of slightly softish. They are not that, they don't have the strength of a wisdom. Therefore, when cultivating this aspect of the practices, such as love, compassion, and faith, it is crucial in the Buddhist context to complement them with the faculty of wisdom, so that your practices of compassion is reinforced by the wisdom component as well. And in fact, the stronger the reinforcement of wisdom, the more enhanced and profound your experience of compassion will be.
Tamingi nyomong chikche. Tati ne, 직다 탈다 자르든 되기 록다 그들 제디 또 따오르게 되는 뭐 제니 싫음요 뭐 제니 그 유달라 내가 땀나 상당히 지 제가가 때민이 뭔다 따오르게 되는 뭐 싫음요 뭐 제니 이 투철을 띠고 덥질을 띠 싫음요 뭐 제니 배지 덥질이샤 제가 상가 진리인지 디 년부디 다 실업이 되게 해서 참여를 선택한 거예요. 자, 진리인도 년부리야 대상으로 니체니 순진배 년부사야지다 뻔 년부사야지 체인구도 와. 샤당의 년부라 참바공 대상의 년부라 미드고공이야 이득이 리시 스파시기나야지 마도 그 싸우는 뻔야지 지가 말이야. 자, 진리인도 자네 차단 걸로 쭉 타버리시게 돼. 알았어. 알았어. 타버리고 여자가 티, 다 내니. 순지 마셔야 돼. 그 순지면 뭐. 딱 뻔히 뭐 써야 돼. 뇨몬 난 게, 이 싫은 뇨몬제 이득이 곧 싸우러 채용이 됐다니. 될래야, 뇌용에 띠, 년별 차 뒤에 뇌고 모임 봐. 그 다음 뇌받은 두버로 모임 봐. 거라 치지 말라고 그냥 내반 대형이 싫을지. 참아지게. 와다 되게, 아니, 꽝님 지게 와서 해야지. 사실 인사래. 그래서 막 콜, 제인도 지금 도와야 돼.
So we can, see a similar distinction in the category of, afflictions as well, which is the opposing forces that spiritual practitioners are trying to overcome and eliminate. So within the category of afflictions, there is one class of afflictions which are more cognitively oriented, such as egoistic grasping at self-existence or grasping at extremes of absolutism or nihilism or wrong views. So these generally are characterized as afflicted intelligence. Forms of intelligence that are afflicted. On the other hand, you have another class of afflictions such as attachment, craving, aversion, anger, and so on. And these are less cognitively oriented. And so within the class of afflictions, we can see two principal categories. And so between these two, the more cognitively oriented afflictions are really thought to be more dangerous and graver because when they influence our perceptions of the world, they tend to distort our understanding of reality, and therefore their immediate direct antidote is wisdom, the cultivation of wisdom and insight into the nature of reality, and whereas when we look at the less cognitively oriented afflictions, such as attachment, craving, aversion, and so on, there you can apply different antidotes, such as loving kindness meditation to counter hatred and anger, meditation upon impurity of our body to counter a strong attachment, and so on. However, in the Buddhist literature, within the antidotes, a distinction is made between kind of immediate antidotes that primarily function as a role of undermining the corresponding afflictions, and then eradicating antidotes. So, the specific antidotes such as meditation on loving kindness to counter anger and hatred, these are more like the immediate antidotes that undermine and suppress the corresponding afflictions, but they don't have the power to eradicate them. Whereas the wisdom into the no-self, the wisdom, the insight into the no-self is the eradicating antidote. And therefore, in the case of all afflictions, ultimately, it is the cultivation of insight, the wisdom, that will enable us to eradicate these afflictions.
No, yeah, 대한테 낭주당 어쩔 수 없지. 뒤주도 그렇고, 어쩔 수 없지. 얘한테 어쩔 수 없지. 구멍으로 삼창.
So this is, in a sense, a kind of a short introduction to the basic approach of spirituality in the Buddhist sense. And although it did take up a fair bit of time, I thought it might be helpful to have that before the reading of the text.
다 되네. 도중 들리면 되네. 뒤지 룸세베 초 잠배양로 슈가 주인기 대바템비 슝루 담바로 차시 수도 주소군인데 아 잠시 차제 가서 가면 좋은 것이 차제를 때문에 까지 인류 휴자요래. 저는 애는 잠배기 쉬어도 남지기 싫어도 권에 권도 패 애는 다르다. 동반질로 배 태공기 배 자화성물로 파 쉬니 아니 그 사람들 그게 가서 샌프란시스코리아 텐디드버트야 텐디드버트 스탠빙이 그래서 어떤 점 좀 믹스해야겠다 가서 우리 그게 점된대리야 쉬어도 남지기 싫어도 점된대리 깔아 쟤니 쟤든 대불라 아니 가서 우리 그게 수신 넘버 쟤베 싫어도 더다 쟤베 믹스해야겠다 대박통네 아니 와 가사 조금 전해드는 제외 전해두가 나와진데 나와진 말이 유속군은 매 순순히 두면 그런 조치를 했는데 대.
So we read from the text. It's on page 31. Then, to the best at removing the darkness of the minds of the disciples, I made requests to Manjugosha with intense and enduring firm faith, in order that the scriptural traditions appear as practical instructions. And I strove in the collection of causes. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. So this stanza alludes to that Tsongkhapa's long-term retreat that he did as a hermit in Wolka, a retreat that I explained yesterday. And as a result of this you know, on the basis of Manjushri's instruction, he went into this long-term retreat and strove very hard to deepen his understanding of the Buddha's teaching, and particularly the teaching on dependent origination and emptiness. And then, as a result, he was able to address all lingering doubts pertaining to the teachings of the Buddha, and pertaining especially to the teachings on emptiness, and was able to actually realize the truth of emptiness. And as I mentioned in San Francisco, where I gave the teaching on Tsongkhapa's In Praise of Dependent Origination, and Tsongkhapa composed that praise hymn to the Buddha as a result of his profound experience of emptiness, you know, during his long-term retreat, when, you know, because of his application of the discriminative awareness and critical inquiry into the Buddha's teaching, particularly on the dependent origination and emptiness, he was able to realize the truth, and on the basis of that, experienced a deeply felt devotion to the Buddha, grounded upon and brought forth by his insight and understanding, discriminative awareness, and composed this poem, which is a praise to him to the Buddha.
야, 다들은 뭐, 대단한 배배, 루드 포밀에, 림시 기회, 정주 넘는다, 퉁금배배, 예반 얘기를 배, 삼유 중소, 퍼진 담바르샤, 주는 손님 누구는 꺼진 쇼고지, 주는 캠배, 때렸어. 아, 넘림리야, 아니, 자세외, 넘림, 자세외, 딴 넘림 대전을 찍다, 삼유 넘림기. 너나 단단 담발했던데, 아니, 넘름, 군소 담발했던데, 넘름 있잖니. 사제 니세. 나디, 자샤와디, 토미기 흉지도 쏘는 게 아래. 서버디, 루루구 흉, 쏘는 게 아래. 얘네 딱생 냠지도 제가 쏘야, 패지 루루구 흉, 쏘, 저기면도 쌍기. 저 난 랍진 쥐쥐, 쌍기, 기버지 두고 왔다. 나디, 패지 루루는 막 기버, 패지 쏘, 차대 아래. 제다, 딘젤 넘름인데, 아니, 조율다 조지 벽이 주제 감도 몇 번도 뛰네 대시하지 대시 제가 진짜 인도산에 진짜 럼림디 아니 사회 아니 숨디 럼림 사회 숨도 가려서나 만다 괜찮아 돼요. 아래 시진 숨디 시진 숨디 다 가서 그래. 내가 만다 괜찮아. 딱 만다 괜찮아 나올래야. 가다지 만다 치들 계획을 버티지 숨체. 그러나 탈기 좋아로 샤샤베이나 민놈 계속 나와 자들 조선 뒤에 민놈 타자 막 겁네. 어다 땡가란지 넘는 고민들 안에 단전에 소화지 마디 빵 제마 타자고 뭐야. 근데 맨더 섬기. 야나 준주 현재 넘버 숨스대야. 뒤 넘는 게 안다. 콩 뒤에 자야지 숨도가. 에 샹다 어다 제 나로래야. 넘는 게 딱 하다 미고 뒤에 그게 숨이야면 몽골이야 딱 그게 숨제. 다 뒤에서 람지 구름 마체에 타네 가든 냠니지단 지기 아니 티셔츠 신발에 근데 인도 섬유 숨조 퍼센트 담바라 샤르 세네 자다가다 럼림 티야 그다음 오늘 가서 우리 그게 뿌이 타고 제베 있나 퍼센트 티 퍼센트 오만열 티 대네는 민남 다 짱도 지금 민남 경단지 아니 럼림 마자니 티야 퍼센트 고유 소리.
The next we read, by striving in that way, in the stages of the path to enlightenment of the successive lineages from Nagarjuna and Asanga, I found an uncommon certainty, thereby the supreme scriptures of the profound and perfections arose as practical instructions. Having thought about this, my goal has been good, you are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. In this stanza, Tsongkhapa talks about how he felt that the instructions of the stages of the path to enlightenment ones dawned upon him as the essential instructions of the perfection of wisdom teachings. And so generally when we speak of the stages of the path or lamrim, we speak about the stages of the path pertaining to the vast practice and the stages of the path pertaining to the profound view of emptiness. And with these two different lineages, on the lineage of the profound path, Tsongkhapa relies primarily on Asanga's writings, and with respect to the lineage of the profound view, Tsongkhapa relies on Nagarjuna and his teachings. Although within the vast practice, the specific practice of cultivating bodhicitta, the awakening mind, in terms of exchanging and equalizing self and others, then the principal instruction stems from Nagarjuna. But otherwise, the stages of the path pertaining to the vast practices stem from Asanga. And so the stages of the path instruction in itself was initiated by Atisha, the Indian master Atisha Dipamkara Shirijana, who composed the Lamrim text specifically in order to suit the temperament and spiritual inclinations of the Tibetan people, and the foundational text, the kind of the source of Atisha's Lamrim instructions is Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, ornament of clear realization. And there are specific sections in Maitreya's text which are often cited as the source for Atisha's instructions. For example, there is a section which deals with the practices at the end, and also there is at the end of the text there is a different ways of subsuming the various stages of the path. So in any way there are specific instances in the sections in the Maitreya's text which are seen as the direct sources for Atisha's instruction on the stages of the path. And and so what Tsongkhapa is saying is that it dawned upon him that the Atisha's teachings on the stages of the path, the Lamrim instructions, was really an instruction that captures the heart of the instruction of the perfection of wisdom teachings. And strictly speaking, before giving Lamrim instructions, stages of the path instructions, the practitioner needs to be first familiar by studying perfection of wisdom texts, and also the middle way philosophy text. And then on the basis of that understanding, then Lamrim instructions should be given, because the Lamrim instruction is a kind of a manual, an instruction to incorporate the key elements of professional wisdom and middle way philosophy teachings on the question of how an individual can apply these practices within the context of a single practitioner and on a single seating of a session. So therefore, strictly speaking, Lamrim instructions need to be given on the basis of first having taught the professional wisdom and middle way philosophy teachings.
Then, 창조한테나 세메 숭루라 장다 마장 두문 딘식도 너던 대중 끈다 전에다 사만 더 세는 너면 소환한 거 되셨지 사만 끈을 되었지 나 전에 대중 반대 철학을 되셔베 다 류더보다 철학 양라더 보시는 다 전주 대중 끈라 창조도 제배 냠네 예배 제배 냠네 日本 유민세 잠배양지 초지 랑보라 초랑기다 가서 참여슝 도준도준데 망고단 자네 뒤에 소수고 죽고 도면 매로아 전에 있는 거봐 가사 소모근을 줘봐 그런 자유도 자네 초지 랑보라 무슨 대상 되는 마음도 로군지 믿는 줄을 순간 나왔잖아 참았지 되는 미리마의 표정도 통해 하고로 수지를 잡아놔 참아꾼을 되게 최저든 참은 더 최저 참을 주고 너가 편식을 어떤 것들 시켜봐 차선에 송대하겠다 최저 즉지 참은 남직이 류니바 참을 주고 류나 나러리야 나지 룩 중도 오고네 아 자신 때네 아니 참을 주고 류니바 참을 주고 참아꾼을 되게 최저든 룩 중도 오기 아 관에 화 때네 남주 전전 녀와 녀라 녀와래 녀라 녀라래 녀라 라래 어 내 뒤집 쇠를 녀로 빨먹거든 녀로 왔어 남주 전전 녀라 점된데 참을 두신 별에 대인이 때봐 코너 탄들 중어수 녀가 띵는 녀배 택니지 태보시중 니게 남진 내근 듀얼 지금네 Lekor tembe, hakor kawanyi, tunsarindu, gudin shoji zui tembe, teres.
So in the next stanza, we read, in this northern region, many trained and untrained in the scripture of Pramana have said in one voice, the scripture of Pramana here refers to Pramana Samuchaya, which is the foundational text of Buddhist epistemology composed by Thich Nhat Hanh. So in this scripture of Pramana, have said in one voice that there exist no stages of practice to progress to enlightenment in the sutra. And Dharmakirti is seven sets. However, Manju Ghosha said to Dignaga directly, compose this text on Pramana. In the future period, it will become an eye to all migrators, thus granting verbal permission, making it authentic. So what Tsongkhapa is pointing out is that those who on the one hand maintain that the Buddhist epistemological texts such as Dignaga's Pramana Samuchaya and Dharmakirti's commentarial texts such as the seven sets of epistemological texts, those who maintain that these texts do not present any stages of the path to enlightenment, but at the same time maintain that Manju Ghosha, the Manjushri, instructed Dignaga and told him that compose these texts because these will be of great source of benefit to sentient beings in future. So Tsongkhapa is pointing out that this is a contradiction. And because in Dharmakirti's text, the salutation verse of Pramana Samuchaya, Dignaga's text, is developed extensively and explained, for example, in his second chapter of exposition of valid cognition, Pramana Siddhi. In this chapter, Dharmakirti explains extensively the meaning of that salutation verse and presents the validity of the Buddha's teachings in terms of both in the sequential order and in the reversal order as well. So Tsongkhapa writes, I saw that the assertion of others is the worst of illogical statements And especially when examining into the method, the meaning of the expression of worship of the Pramana Samuchaya, so he's talking about the salutation verse, establishing validity by the forward and reverse orders in the Bhagavan being established as valid for those striving for emancipation, and through that, his teachings alone being the crossing path for those seeking liberation. I found deep certainty, and since integration through the path of reasoning of all essential points of the path of the two vehicles and became well evident. Two vehicles here refer to the Mahayana vehicle and the non-Mahayana vehicle. I found a special joy. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom.
Tene changsam dodi gen yibu lebar jade tomi sadengen na changsa. Tene chambongongong dodi gen sajian jar, sajian kare, jingzik shungina. Tene lebar jade chuishi rinbebe mibum chuishi shungda jenrangi shungun nyamso lembe dambarsha. Ta kata changju simchong kuali ya. Ta changsada dodi gen yi dawa di samsabe dawa sungu ya re. 야채 청주 삼종관 다 할 레벨 청주 삼배배 냠링 내배 찌 치고송대야 지게 전하다 레버자도 최신 삼배배 매번 최지 중도 재난기 중군 냠소 내배 담바르셔 준수는 좋은데 그런 식으로 캠배대.
So in the next stanza we read, then I made appropriate strong effort to join well or combine well the two, the Bodhisattva Bhumi and Sutra Alamkara, and thereby the scriptures of the invincible Lord of Dharma, Maitreya, and all the scriptures of his followers appeared as special instructions of practice. So Tsongkhapa is explaining that on the basis of combined study of or interwoven study of Asanga's text, Bodhisattva Levels, Bodhisattva Bhumi, and Maitreya's text, Sutra Alamkara, although their philosophical standpoint of these texts is that of the mind-only school, but with respect to the Bodhisattva's vast, you know, altruistic practices, particularly Bodhisattva Bhumi, Asanga's text, is most extensive and elaborate, and therefore, Tsongkhapa explains that by a combined study of these texts, he was able to appreciate all the collections of writings of Maitreya and his followers as special instructions for a practice.
Thakwar sarji jaji sungrav so dikbe kurim nile lamje ne kuen la nye zir laba kundu la shiwal hai labdu che. Labdu la tene gomul urdu ki dodi kuen le tene dodi kuen le dhiga so Lūdhu lūdhi shūshū tūmē tūn nyāngsū lēmbē rīmbā lēkvār tōng tūnsū jūna gārīn shūshū tūn kēmbē tērē.
So in the next stanza we read, especially through its system of arranging the collections of the profound and extensive scriptures, a certainty was bestowed about all essentials of the path in dependence on compendium of trainings, Shiksha Samuchaya. I saw properly the stages of the practicing, the meanings of many scriptures, many supreme scriptures of Nagarjuna's traditions, such as compendium of sutras, Sutra Samuchaya. So Tsongkhapa is explaining here that on the basis of reading and studying Shantideva's compendium of training, Shiksha Samuchaya, and Nagarjuna's own text, Sutra Samuchaya, compendium of sutras, he was able to fully appreciate the instructional nature of Nagarjuna's collection of writings and that pertain to the teachings on the profound view of emptiness.
No. 따위 쓸데 정도 마성와 통에 하고를 누르 순로지 삼문 제베 타에 지금네 양다 따원들베 내 군을 레고를 장데 최선 최고로 채 자지 누가 가서 이거 따위야 이종아 자 따디 걸어선 거 있을럼나 배우 강생 종래야 상하게 최 찹대심 잘 찾아래 하고를 상하 라미기 최지 쉬우 찹대심 잘 자, 근데 인도산에, 저는 자가 캡에 흉을 사셔가 있나요? 그, 사라하러 쏘고, 대답은 대셔에 토하. 자가는 신기, 표 강생기 종기에, 어느 시기에 상하게, 라메기, 냠시베 띵 써보, 송 인도산에, 딱 뉴먼 생기게 외세기 동립검이야. 외세 정당한테 또 쏜 거야. 是吧? 그냥 외세가 돈이 검다스 주민도. 용을 해주지, 외세, 냠린치야, 짠둔치는 숨고도 가. 도와줘야지. 용을 해주지, 외세, 짠둔치 숨겨야 돼. 자, 다 외세, 짠둔치는 숨겨, 그 돌이야. 이, 처식네, 조금 권하래. 다 외세, 짠둔치는 권변내 걸이야. 다, 제공해야 돼. 쟤는 외세, 용어지야를 누겨야 돼. 자, 근데 인도산에 조금 권한채. 따뜻네, 육매 외세, 곰 인도산에, 어디, 가시 오실다. 폐질, 육매 외세, 짠준채는 곰뱀 내걸려야, 폐질 시에놈 곰바져버려. 시에놈 곰바. 랑그 롯디 갈리갈리 갈리야 차차차 차로 마 가소래 롯 라꼬디 마 체다체다 체다를 마 송제 이 시험 고문을 시리자 제가 시리한테 돈이 더 배시려 그 돈이 고민을 자네 데려가 가서 전원 고문을 시리자 그 지당 유지는 고민과 되게 대중화 뒤찍세 당연히 사신만다 이는 내 처절처럼 시리자 너희는 저답에는 탄예디, 일단 육구도가, 육, 저거 타다다 타와봐. 강도야, 먼저부터 뛰고, 권면 내가 불러, 르자, 찌면 좀 봐. 르자네? 가서, 쓰기도 고주야, 오도가. 좋아. 다, 근데 인도산에, 아니, 따나, 네, 그러나, 도구친들, 다, 마, 어느, 어디, 어디, 더, 책수, 그, 광백급자. 지들, 그, 둘이야, 육매 외세, 짱야도 또 숨겨야 돼. 지들 안에, 조금도 멸치, 조금, 가자. 조금 짱짱 마도, 조금도 멸치. 다가는 신기, 유동분 얘기, 남자 수인들 안에, 짜바 타다, 자와, 달라, 르, 지어, 민습을 써야 돼. 굳이 선불이, 르, 동반, 니, 토, 냠도, 즈바이는, 동니, 장세도, 즈야, 저도 와. 나지, 루루, 다 루루, 약세, 흉주 나눠라, 사고를 랭댕, 흉주 나눠라, 아니, 루루, 그, 달르머니, 샤르머니, 이놈이, 지금, 뭐보카다, 강의가 쓰다지, 내가, 다 땡기였으니, 숭구도 와. 나, 니게, 슬시나, 맨다리. 내가, 숭주산에, 깡사, 깡사, 그, 동산, 띵해야지, 마도, 나, 계속 내야겠다. 텔레션도, 동상을 샤인, 니 똥니 도, 냥도 진, 똥니 장차도 진대야. 쟤니, 똥니를, 가서, 즈베, 즈베 내야기, 냥가도 와. 안데 이게, 가서, 가서 지나면 되게 안 돼. 지내는 대로 때려 나면 되게. 그치? 지금 종송아, 똥니 진루도 즈베지. 그래서 종송아. 자, 드레인 듯하네. 동니 진도 좀 지야긴 좀 봤지 소름 미름에 따왔으니 다 사실은 안 해요 아래 그생한테 가래. 이제는 내가 때문에 나눠래. 대형용기. 자, 저는 인도산에 다가는 신기 최저 사변기 증거시문은 따오한 민중대야지. 뭐야? 배신하듯이. 양나 외세를 잘해야나? 조금 짱짱도 씁니다. 추탕나? 가사. 추마녀나? 당도로 봐. 추녀 때부터. 또는 더도 용적적으로 보다. 추녀 때부터 당거나? 뭐 죽었어도 샤샤나? 갈래? 갈래? 추. 가서 오다. 정신으로. 랜섬, 셀섬, 디아, 갈래, 갈래, 레이메지. 마더, 쥐, 탕내, 랜섬, 레이메지. 자, 코, 뚜니, 탕마파, 탕마차트야, 멘도와. 딘난신, 늉메, 외세, 시에농 고만하신 시에니, 코야, 원두 쥐알이야, 남도, 레가 마저를 제재. 자, 진실 말려하신에도, 자, 갈래, 갈래, 에니, 참여용 양용 깨대야지, 용대야, 뭐, 이러잖아. 딘데기, 내가 때네, 다가는 신기, 나 가서 오래. 오래. 다가는 신기, 착신기, 착대첩부 검역 그 돌리야. 씨에바, 쏘마, 맞춰봐. 착신, 쏘신, 이게 걸리야. 참여배, 씨에바, 쏘마, 맞춰봐. 대갱, 로, 헨네, 샤네. 다 티나도 스팀도 와. 재산가 따디 디잉야로 원룰라 따는 소진 샤샤나 쌤 중년 로송그 상처와디 원룰로고도 와. 나 중년 로송기 상 쌤그 상처야로 디겁리야 우메 짜바디리 레고야래. 좋아. 커도 디리 짜바 뭐 땅네. 애는 무시 관배 커도리야. 시시바 소바 마저바 땡행하는 건 했니? 저 조금 되게 되니까 왜서 쳐들지야 정도가. 그래서 내 이모 이랬다네. 반에 제일 무시기 중은 알아래. 리식 동님 몇 공부하셨어. 리식 동님 몇 공부하라. 아니 대화 공부하시니. 정말 대단한데. 정말 대단한데. 회주 송영호요. 자, 다 들었네. 집벌도 와. 화 집벌도 와. 근데 이랬다네. 동아 숭는 여왕 망자장 섭준 양술련다 마와나 단디 화탈이야 시바 소만 마셔봐 타메베 시뱅한 올로도 세니 셔야지 배지 따문용의 미지기 디 고민한 연구를 보다 다 이니다 디 똑같이 생대지마디 다 이니주 가가래 땀이 매봤다 지금 소 석재보다 멍구지 여배 이나 양호라 라마 냠용쟁기 라마 미구 뭐냐라 소 석재보 이들 듣으실래야 담바 측지기, 그걸 똑같이 해야지, 그 영영 미워하래. 똑같이 뒤냐면 써야지, 영영 미워하래. 그, 쓴다는 사람이다. 자, 근데 인도 헛칼리아 때려이나, 아니, 강야 말로, 쨍, 미시베, 따외 출리, 정도 막송 왔어. 통내. 딱 오다 채널 봐. 오다 채널 되게 넓었네, 신기. 근데 똑같은들, 아니, 가서 그게 리버 다 심리 니스체 다 심리 니스체 다 리버 건배 내가 그러냐 못 가다 런신 흔들었잖아요 그건 리버 런신 싸워대 흔들고 차리자 대 못 가다 쓰니 똥님께 지거대 리버 못 가다 이만 싸우고 나도 죽으면 좋아 그러다 코 가다 인버지 시구도와 디 인버 인두산에 가다가는 신부 시구여베 인두산에 쌤뭐라 조정 권병 원로라 쌤 중년 로선 그 창처야 디거돌이야 루루구이 흉나 신세니 동이 따와 땅라파 세스타게베가나 세동 송주 원배 내거리니 무시 규순 그 거두기 쌤 소마 마저바 제 디가네 그다음에 사와생지 생지 똥고생지 런신 애는 세도 순수 순수 죄래게 도우스는 권배 내걸리야 자 육매외세 신앙 공부 코레강 도수 도대기하래 레디 이네 딩어라 애네 능수수도 커돌리야 야 돈이 있다와 바로 드시면 대박으로 쏘는지 땅을 퍼버 뭘 다음에 도도와 디 지금 있는다 그 지금 차지해서 무슨 일이 있다네 지식 신의 고미야지, 죄대신의 동의 고미야지. 대내 루직신의 단토대, 수구도가. 그래서 이메일 인사네, 그때 흉 과속을 빼고 공화마 직리, 차상한 지기, 다시 해보세요. 뭐 죽나? 그 태가 태게, 그냥 도회, 나 두지기 면 도회 흉더고, 태가 태게 전다 직, 죽스 커둘이야. 고미야를 직, 시야가 이나? 어디 안 됐으면 돼? 내가 더 좋아해. 서준이 양손한다, 마와나, 강야말로, 지연이 시비했어. 자, 근데 이번 인도산에, 아니, 루루비 흉리야, 미세션의 장바인. 어떻게 됐다?
So, at this point, it is important to bring back Tsongkhapa's reference to how he studied Nagarjuna's text and the significance of that and the need for that, which we read earlier. Because, for example, we read in this, on page 27, we already read that section where Tsongkhapa writes that although I worked with much hardship on the treatises of Sutra and Tantra, when practicing and expounding the meaning of the profound, having seen that I've not gone far beyond the kind of view that has trained in nothing and knows nothing at all. And it's important to bring that stanza here because in Tibet, as everybody knows, that the Vajrayana teachings became very
wide. San Francisco, and San Francisco, And the sound gives any cartage of living. She was shaking his living. Oh, sound gave a good living. Dogs in Yahoo should come inside. That day, Yahoo is some chicken center in the day. And just you know, she's chicken, mother rang up and a dog in Kumduzane, Tusun Ned in Alolia, head over a soundtelly, Senny. Soundhead gunny, ribbon, 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 다안 돼. 사인 집에 그들이야. 해지 뭐 전부로 털어지. 쌤 해지 좋아요. 다 해지. 쌤 해지 어디 중요하래. 나 쌤 해지와 대성실이야. 정신이야. 문제 잡에 있나? 아 가고래. 이 땡진이야. 내 말이 이 가고다. 그다음에 쌤 해지 저거를 또 유비에 있네. 유몽 집에 그들이야. 나 유몽도 천비 휴세. 유몽 연구다 안 돼. 아주 해지래. 나 상태기 유몽 어디 집에 있나? 아니. 두루구성원은 자상가 늉매 외세 리베 모 냠농 깨소나 최탐제 대세 시드 신앙 이수 체외 에다다 간다 대 낭사상 콘다 가르스네 늉매 외세 텔레 샤상 대 낭사상 대 라바상 그 시에트가 진주자네 민성 따성 떡배 땅성 써야지 주인전화 소원은 시리 패시 윤구 여사리 또 샌내성은 기도가 엔 등진 노인구도가 그래 커도 때 집에 땅을 보고 수십을 매나야 그 응원도 제일이야 간단히 응원돌이야 돈이 따와 땅을 보면 제심없이 당 응시 건배 커도 올라 나 라메기 썰렁게 내던 대회타니 눈매 시에다 대개는 양념 되니 그래 진실이
So since in Tibet the teachings of the Vajrayana was so widespread and particularly that of the Highest Yoga Tantra was very widespread. And within the teachings of the Highest Yoga Tantra, you have teachings such as the cycle of Dohas, songs of Saraha, and also many other instructions of Highest Yoga Tantra. And for example, if you look at Saraha's Dohas, on the explicit reading of the text themselves, the key practice that is being taught is the the cultivation of the clear light, the innate mind of clear light. And similarly, in the Tibetan instructions on Vajrayana, advanced Vajrayana teachings, you will also find emphasis placed upon the practices that are focused on the cultivation of this innate mind of clear light. So when the practitioner is focused single-pointedly on the cultivation of this innate mind of clear light, then there, the primary, you know, form of practice is that of single-pointedness and placement meditation or absorption meditation. And in that state, in fact, any application of discursivity or analytic meditation is discouraged, because, you know, when you are cultivating the innate mind of clear light, you are not taking innate mind as the object of your meditation, but rather you are cultivating your mind to take the form of this innate, to arrive at this innate state of mind. Therefore, it is similar to the kind of practice you find in cultivation of compassion, where compassion is not the object, but rather you are cultivating compassion within your mental state. So, therefore, when you are actually engaged in the actual practice of cultivating the innate mind of clear light, the primary form it takes is that of single-pointedness and absorption, with no discursivity, and in contrast with that, a standard meditation on emptiness takes emptiness as its object, just as in the case of meditation on no self. So where you have a subject-object distinction, and your state of mind takes emptiness as the object and deepens your understanding of that. And this is not the way in which innate mind of clear light meditation takes form. The innate mind of clear light meditation takes the form of that of single-pointedness and absorption. And so this is an important point. And furthermore, even in Nagarjuna's own writings, when the final nature of phenomena, which is emptiness, is described, emptiness is often characterized as the truth that is free of all conceptual elaborations, and it is the transcendence of all conceptual elaborations. And therefore, for example, in Bhava Viveka's commentary on Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, he emphasizes that when you cultivate deep insight into the nature of emptiness, then your understanding must, you know, have as its content a mere negation, a non-affirming mere negation, without any implication of affirming something. So the experience of emptiness must take the form of this total absence, mere absence, with no affirmation or implied affirmation of any kind. Therefore, in some texts, we find expressions such as, just as the object, emptiness, the truth, is beyond all conceptual elaborations, the subjective experience of that takes the form of not grasping at anything. And this is important, because if there is even a tiniest element of implied affirmation, then this will result in grasping on emptiness. And Nagarjuna points out in his Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way that the clinging to emptiness as an absolute is an irreparable view. And similarly, Nagarjuna warns against grasping at emptiness in his hymn to the Buddha, the World Transcendent, as well. So this is, one needs to avoid any tendency to affirm something in the aftermath of negation. So when meditating on emptiness, and this is also the key point being emphasized in Satya Pandita's line when he talks about the freedom from the four clingings. He says that when there is grasping, there is no view. If there is a grasping, there is no view. So that is also the similar point being made. So, and for just as when you have a muddied water, you know, if you continue to stir it, then you will never be able to see the actual clarity of the water itself. And therefore, you know, the way in which you can see the clarity of the water is to simply let the water rest, and you know, by itself. And if you allow the water to rest by itself, then the dirt will settle down, and then the clarity of the water will shine through. Similarly, when you are cultivating this innate mind of clear light, any form of discursivity in that actual meditation practice, any form of discursivity becomes an obstacle, because it would have this comparable effect of just muddying the thought processes. So when you are cultivating the innate mind of clear light, the primary approach has to be that of simply resting your mind in its natural state. So we find such expressions in the you know, for example, this is the primary approach we find in Dzogchen Ati Yoga practice, where they have a discussion of what is referred to as the leap over, breakthrough practice, Chekchu practice, where the primary approach is that of absorption with no discursivity. Similarly, in the Mahamudra teaching, the Great Seal teaching, one speaks of placing one's mind in its natural state, uncontrived, in its uncontrived natural state. And so this is the primary the mode of guiding the practitioner in the Mahamudra approach as well. So now, even here, for example, in the case of Dzogchen practice, the cultivation of insight into emptiness in the standard Madhyamaka approach is essential, because the Dzogchen practice of Chekchu, breakthrough, presupposes a certain preliminary practices. And the preliminary practice involves what in the Dzogchen language refers to as searching for the processes of mind's, you know, coming into being, arising, abiding, and dissolution. And in this, which is the preliminary practice to the main Dzogchen meditation, this preliminary practice essentially involves a standard meditation on emptiness in the way in which Nagarjuna's texts present, which would involve critical, analytic, and discursive activity to really use reasoning faculty to, you know, probe deeper into the nature of reality. So the Dzogchen practice of breakthrough texture already presupposes that the individual has gone through this critical discursive approach into understanding emptiness. Similarly, in the Mahamudra approach of Kagyu, one speaks of a single pointedness. This is the component of shamatha, calm abiding. One speaks of total, absence of elaborations. This is the comparable dimension of meditation on emptiness in the standard Nagarjunian style. And then on the basis of these two, then one speaks of single taste, which is the actual practice of the innate mind of clear light. We also find similar instructions in the Sakya Lamdre approach, where although the actual meditation itself takes the form of a single-pointed absorption with no discursivity, but as part of the preparatory stages in the Sakya instruction, one speaks of the three stages of appearances. And in these three stages of appearances, again, the individual practitioner goes through the cultivation of shamatha, calm abiding, and also penetrative insight on emptiness in the standard Nagarjunian model of, you know, employing discursivity. Now, you know, therefore, although there might be some very exceptional instances where, a teacher and a disciple with very strong karmic bonds and have very strong kind of, you know, bond of affinity where a teacher on the basis of a single instruction may be able to, you know, introduce the nature of Rigpa in this auction sense, this pristine awareness on the basis of a mere single instruction. But this is just almost just a logical possibility, you know, this is just a logical possibility, very rare, although such possibilities do exist. But for most of us, you know, one has to go through the preliminary one has to go through the understanding of emptiness, first cultivated on the basis of discursive analytic processes by using Nagarjunian approach, and then on that basis we'll then be able to engage into the cultivation of innate mind of clear light. We also find similar statements in Tsongkhapa's writing as well. For example, in one of his texts on completion stage, Ringa Denzo, completion stage upon a single, within a single setting, single sitting, it's a text in which Tsongkhapa speaks about, there is one specific section of the text where he talks about how one needs to focus on the enhancement of the great bliss while for the time being leaving neutral the meditation on emptiness. So he, even in Tsongkhapa's writing, we find such similar statements. So it is in this way one needs to understand, you know, the significance and the meaning of such statements as, you know, placing one's mind naturally in its state, uncontrived, and so on. Because otherwise, you know, if one's understanding of, you know, very particularity of a certain teaching such as Doha's is taken out of context with no background understanding of the overall Buddhist framework of the path, then there could be potential for misunderstanding. And it is this kind of misunderstanding Tsongkhapa is pointing out when he says that, you know, one's understanding of the profound view may be simply not more than just knowing nothing and, you know, perceiving nothing. And this is a possibility, because otherwise, I mean, one could say that, you know, the ability to, you know, place one's mind in a totally absence of thought, that in itself is not a great deal, because someone with no advanced mental training may be able to simply just let go and be in that state. So that in itself is not a great achievement. And for some, there is a danger of confusing that kind of state of mind as constituting a high levels of realization of Dzogchen or uncontrived mind. In fact, this reminds me of a story. Once, soon after the major earthquake that hit San Francisco, someone I knew from San Francisco, I met him and I asked him, when the earthquake hit, were you afraid? And the person told me, no, actually I had the experience of a Dzogchen, a sort of sense of wonder, you know, with absence of thought. Therefore, I didn't feel afraid. Now, you know, if that was a genuine experience of, you know, Dzogchen, sense of wonder, it would be, I would say to him, congratulations. But the danger is that it could have been just a simple absence of thought. You know, he was totally caught off guard and was completely, you know, blanked out. And you know, that could be a form of fearlessness, but then that's not, you know, that's just a simple absence of thought with, you know, just totally off guard. And if one mistakes that kind of experience as a advanced, you know, Dzogchen realization, then there is a real danger of misunderstanding, because that kind of experience will have no power to undermine our deeply ingrained grasping at self-existence and inherent existence. Whereas a genuine experience of Dzogchen Rigpa, the pristine awareness,
is 까미지를 사크셔 요뇨. 리퍼, 리퍼 상대에게, 그랑 소화로 전부 다, 닝지 쉬우시통인 것 정도가. 남산미지 쭉쭉쭉쭉 그래, 거두 있는 지래. 딴딴 내 말에 샤. 뭐냐라, 씨, 리퍼 젠을 빼베 냠용으로 걸어주 옆에 거둘래야, 다, 저기, 튀나, 그다 지금 라골루브루에 취해 뒤에 되게 딱 지금 튀난 게 딱 튀나서 쇼래 그나 튀난 게 딱 튀나서 양 취대한 양 딱 안에 그 커도 취대한 시시하게 맞아 양 대한 우매신도 되냐 뭔가 시아시한 라이온 그러 봐야 괜히 제네와 간다 지금 뒤 탐자로 루브루에 취해 뒤에 뒤에 심이 싸대 싸대 심이 싸대 싸대 도둑이 실수냐대 심이 싸대 싸대 타냐도요, 당신 매매 가면 들어, 예. 지다와 드네, 이모 인두산에, 딘딘데베 고아, 숙소부스레 인두산에, 춘한 게 샹왕도 송대베, 심장이야. 아니, 딱, 우물주변에 숨어있나? 미밀루베 닝지 사드레. 미밀루베 닝지, 쑥 타보지, 랑든 한게 깨야지, 유구여서리. 지다, 언제든지, 낭사 젠조 쓰이거리, 젠조 쪼리야. 닝지 쑥 쉽게, 무슨 송기.
So a genuine experience of Dzogchen pristine awareness is as Dr. Rinpoche describes in one of his writings. He says that a genuine experience of pristine awareness would be like opening an eye of a person whose eyes have been obscured, like a kind of through a surgery. So when that happens, then you don't need any other further conditions to be able to see. So when your eyes are open, that very act allows you to see whatever comes into the field of your vision. So when that kind of experience takes place, then Dr. Rinpoche explains that then whatever appears within the field of your experience, they will appear to you as manifestations of this basic awareness. And with no sense of grasping, with no sense of clinging, and therefore, built in this insight is the Madhyamaka insight, the middle way philosopher's insight, that everything is mere designation, everything is mere label. And therefore, this kind of realization will have the power to undermine our deeply ingrained clinging to self-existence and inherent existence. This also reminds me of what Anjan Rinpoche once told me. He was an Amdo master, practitioner of Dzogchen, and he's now... Chamdo. He's from Chamdo, and he's now no longer with us. But he once told me, I had several discussions with him, and he once told me that when, as a result of his meditation on open presence, Rigpa Sangtel, the experience of pristine awareness in the form of open presence, he told me that every time this experience occurs, tears would naturally come to his eyes. And what this suggests is that, you know, a genuine experience of that kind will have the capacity to, you know, naturally bring forth the, you know, compassion for all other sentient beings. Because someone with that kind of deep insight will have the understanding that all the diversity that we experience in the world are really manifestations coming out of this basic awareness, yet sentient beings are caught in this web of diverse complexity and without awareness of where this multiplicity of experiences is coming from, and then cling on to these discrete realities. So someone with that kind of experience will have a very powerful compassion for sentient beings. So this is true because in Lord Rupchen's writings, often he uses the language terms, such terms as shime, no foundation, no basis, or no ground, groundlessness, and satel as total absence. So these points towards the insights that we find in Chantakirti's writing, where he talks about the advanced level of compassion as being non-objectifying, a non-objectifying compassion.
So now, lunchtime.
So I just have to read a few more lines from there. So Tsongkhapa says that in all the essential points that bring about right view, I properly trained and cut off doubts. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom.